If you've ever been tempted to text while driving, the Lieberman family from Chappaqua would like you first to take a moment and think about their son, Evan.
We got a call that there was a horrible car collision.
A month later, Evan died. He was 19 in 2011, home after his freshman year at UConn, working construction, carpooling with friends. He was wearing his seatbelt in the back. On Route 6 near Woodbury Commons, the driver crossed the double yellow and hit an oncoming car. Michael Fiddle claimed he fell asleep. There were no charges. Ben and Debbie Lieberman sued.
We were able to subpoena phone records and force depositions. We saw texting while driving throughout a good portion of that drive.
A DMV administrative law judge ruled that constituted gross negligence and reckless disregard for life.
My girls are devastated and my family is devastated, and it just destroys the family. You don't know what to do.
What they've done is start an advocacy group, DORCS.
What the acronym stands for is Distracted Operators Risk Casualties, and we want to keep the dorks off the road. We're going to try to be like Mothers Against Drunk Driving Mad.
The Liebermans also speak at schools as part of the It Can Wait campaign. AT&T New York President Marissa Shorenstein says if you take the pledge, there's an app for that.
We've released the free Drive Mode app. The app turns on when you're driving at over 25 miles per hour, and it automatically replies to text with a busy driving message.
We strongly believe that drivers should be concentrating on the lives that are in their hands and not the cell phones that are in their hands.
In Chappaqua, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.